I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day as President Bush takes his message to the country in a series of presidential and campaign events. The people are also taking their message to him. Day to Day's Mike Pesca profiles one protest group. They wear tiaras and tuxedos and call themselves billionaires for Bush.
George W. Bush stopped on Long Island for 7 hours yesterday, toured a factory dedicated to a 9/11 memorial, and then raised over $1 million at a $2,000 a plate fundraiser. Outside the park, where both the dedication and the fundraiser were held, protesters gathered to criticize the proximity of the two events. But one member of the crowd said she represents a group of people who simply love the president.
George Bush has been so good to millionaires and billionaires everywhere for years, for the past 3 years. And we're going to stand by our man. We know what it means to be loyal. He knows what it means to be loyal. And we'll be sure that he gets reelected.
How long have you been doing this?
Oh, I've been a billionaire all my life, practically.
She's lying about her name, about her politics, and about her net worth. I own a yacht. Is part of a group which calls itself the Billionaires for Bush. They dress in evening wear, swill champagne, and as a prerequisite for membership, adopt fictitious names.
Live the good life.
Maxie Mumprofit.
Oh, I'm corrupt and proud.
Phil T. Rich, real name Andrew Boyd, says that the billionaires are both a comment on the president's policies and on the predictability of the usual protester. Yesterday, the billionaires had positioned themselves across the street from the more traditional group of hey, hey, ho, ho protesters. Boyd says the move was strategic.
We can work a theater, a back and forth theater with them where they're, you know, playing. They're our straight man. So we and they collude in that. I mean, sometimes they also don't get it, and then they get it, and then they like to play along.
The billionaire known as Rob DeVerker was attending his first protest with the group.
I'm interested in the politics of it. The theater's just a way to make it go down a little bit more easily, that's all.
And have you ever been, you know, in one of the groups across the street or a group like that, you know, earnest protest?
Yeah, at the peace protest before the Iraq War last year, absolutely sure.
So do you think that that works out? Does that get results?
Seems not to.
Most anti-Bush protesters yesterday laughed with the billionaires. Most Bush supporters who had come out laughed at them. But Janet Clovis of East Meadow, who brought her children to the park to try to see the president, wasn't amused.
I think they're making a mockery out of it, and it's a joke, and it's pretty embarrassing. It's confusing to children. It was confusing to a couple of adults before. And I have more respect for the people over there who are saying what they have to feel. They're dressed normally. They don't have to come in costume and have a gimmick.
Then there was this man who had lost his brother in the 9/11 attacks.
Respect the memorial. Go home. Go protest outside the White House. That's where the guy.
The man who left before giving his name said that protesters care too much about publicity.
And look at all this crap. This is what they want. And they're making a mockery of the memorial. It's a disgrace.
Were you at the event earlier today?
No, but my parents were there, and they stood with the president. And the president sat there and cried with him. I don't even know if I'll vote for the guy. I don't care.
I asked him if he thought the president should have put more distance between dedicating the memorial and raising over $1 million.
I don't know anything about fundraiser. I don't care about a fundraiser. The man was invited to this memorial event. It's about the memorial, period.
A couple of billionaires broke character and tried to reason with him, but the emotion was too raw. They went back to their protest. The man stormed off angrily. Each was sure the other had totally missed the point. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.